Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, our second hour. Open line Friday, wide open Friday. Call us, 800-313-9443. I do want to mention one program note that I am now on 12.180 shortwave and also on the Republic Broadcasting Network every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. So come back and listen early in the morning on the West Coast. It's afternoon now in Central Time, and in the afternoon on the East Coast. So anyway, a good time frame. Come and listen, and we'll give you stories that you're not going to get anyplace else. Brian, go ahead. You were in the middle of something there.
Yeah, go back to also about the marriage of Jack and Jackie, but also to state is that Jack Kennedy was an elite. He attended the London School of Economics. That is like, again, being a Rhodes Scholar, like going skull and bones, etc. So it is that same genre. So it's, again, he is an elitist. There's no doubt about it.
Well, what was the reason they killed him then? What, if, in your point of view, just simply, what did he do? Did he cross the line?
I'm building to a whole point here.
Okay.
That now Jack and Jackie have no marriage, and basically then she starts an affair with him. Look at a young Aristotle Onassis picture, which I have. You look at a young John Cave Jr., supposedly, and you put those photographs together, and they're almost identical. You put a John Kennedy young picture next to a JFK Jr. picture, and they aren't the same person. They're simply not that. So it's also is that basically that John F. Kennedy Jr., the father, was Aristotle Onassis. The second is that there was another pregnancy she had of Patrick. And after she lost that baby, John Kennedy did not go to her bedside. The reason why, and that's fully documented, that's even in movies, etc., and the reason why he did not go to the bedside is because he knew it was not his baby. It was Aristotle Onassis. Now, what we're building here is a case of evidence of saying now John Kennedy goes into office. Man, it's very, very, very sick. Jack Valenti, who is the head of the Motion Picture Actors Association, he's a big wig now in Hollywood, he states publicly, Jack was in tremendous pain. President Kennedy was human. He was not a super guy. He was just like all of us. That's where, again, we put him on the superhuman status. No, he was, again, in tremendous amount of pain. The second thing also was, I feel that when he got to be president of the United States, he realized that he was only that of a figurehead and a mantle. It was basically all run by committees by the time he became president. Now, another thing came in that was the final thing, and I got this through a lot of intelligence sources, etc., is that 2 or 3 months after John Kennedy became president, he was given a diagnosis by his doctors, is that if he ran again in 1964, he would do so in a wheelchair. His Parkinson's and other types, not only Parkinson's, but he had other types of conditions, his war injuries, etc., basically is that he was going to be in a wheelchair. Now, what we have set a ground for is that John Kennedy had a motive to abdicate. He had it. There was the motive. Now, you also had pressures, as George Bush said, I got to get rid of these sons. So I believe when you make a statement like that, and now you have a disillusioned president, a president has no marriage, everything is a sham, it's all a front. If you also, I really feel that one of the key things also that occurred in the Kennedy family was the death of Joseph Jr. is because he died in a plane accident or a plane crash in World War II.
All of that
is the expectation. Went on to John, and I don't believe John really wanted all those expectations.
All right, hold it right there, Brian. I got to take another break, so we'll come back shortly on the Investigative Journal. We'll get to our callers, 800-313-9443. Come on, America, speak out. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Now you're talking, America. The phone lines are starting to fill up again. 800-313-9443. And we will get to all these callers, Pennsylvania, Texas, Nevada, and the rest of the states. Just hold on. I want Brian here to finish up his statement here that he was working towards. Go ahead.
All right. So now we have the basis for and the motive for Kennedy to abdicate by fake assassination. But before he does that, he needs to have, of course, permission. And it's so very much well documented that Kennedy had many meetings with Cardinal Spellman. And I believe that what he was doing was asking out. He wanted out. And there probably was an agreement that they would have this theater, all of Dealey Plaza, everything was a theater. And Kennedy was supposed to come down. They were supposed to have some fake gunshots. I believe he had pyrotechnics attached to him. And as things started happening, he was supposed to trip off the pyrotechnics. However, I believe he was double-crossed. He did not expect to be shot, and Sturgis was given the order to shoot Kennedy in the shoulder. And that's exactly what he did. And the proof comes in is the witnesses, and this is also stated in the Warren Commission, is that after the second shot occurred, eyewitnesses in Dealey Plaza then heard Kennedy shout, "I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit." Now, according to the Warren Commission, and also to Charles Baxter, the doctor that I worked with, is that the body that rolled into Parkland Hospital had a shot in the throat. So the first shot goes through Kennedy's throat, and they actually put a trach down that bullet wound. Now, how does a person who has been wounded in the throat, where it's going to be a trach put down it, how do they shout, "I'm hit"? It is impossible. You cannot do that. Now, Fetzer, other investigators that have gone into Mars, all these people that supposedly experts into the Kennedy assassination, they never discuss this important fact. This stops everything. The fact that it's also put out in the Warren Commission that Kennedy shouts, "I'm hit," but the body that rolls into Parkland Hospital has a throat wound that states this is totally impossible.
Now, Baxter told you that, correct?
Yes. I heard that they actually put a trach tube down the hole of the bullet wound. So, there
every
indication...
Say the body. Did he ever talk about what body that was?
Well, again, let me finish on this whole thing about Kennedy, and then we'll go into... Two things we'll go into is the whole thing about what Baxter said, and also I want to go into Zapruder. Zapruder is the key.
Why don't we do this? Because this is a huge subject. This is a good breaking point. We got a whole half hour after. I'm going to take a couple calls right now just to relieve these people have been holding a long time. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the investigation.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Speaking of honorable men, or the putatively so, and while I'm all for casting reputations in the most charitable men or reasonable, I say no more so, or should I go on to swallow the last few weeks' repulsive hagiographies discoursing on the inexhaustible virtues of Gerald Ford? No, I think not, and since death shouldn't lionize to a status that certainly a person couldn't be expected to achieve in life, I get pretty disgusted by hearing JFK himself lionized to a status of kind of, I don't know, sort of a populist deliverer. I understand he printed the using the Treasury notes rather than the Federal Reserve, which I don't know any reason to regard that as more of kind of settling a private score. Was not, and you know, in other words, you transfer the counterfeiting, that is, inflating power to the Treasury. That doesn't solve the problem. That just takes it out of a certain individual's hands. So I want to ask first if we should not, I mean, was not JFK himself the big socialist expander of the welfare state, continuing on the New Deal Great Society tradition?
He was educated at the London School of Economics, that's equal to that of being Skull and Bones, and also the Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, and in fact,
he was an elitist. He was an elitist. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so he was a big and see, here's where I could wish that there could be a shortcut to sparing our former republic from doom, to that of educating to a mass hatred of the socialisms that are the necessary to be used to control us. Now, they've never been more intellectually discredited, thank God, but for those few of us who bother, but yet never more popular in the mass mind. And even for those who trust in that false god, the saving state, even most of them have at least a foggy idea that the whole thing rots from the head, but in their fearful worship of that god, they dare not even rock the boat, lest they be despoiled of their socialist security sops. And
let me ask both you guys something right now, and I'm going to ask Brian first, and make both answers short, and then I'll ask Roger, and then we'll go to another call. Brian, will we ever get justice in the JFK assassination?
I believe over this next 10 years there's a really good possibility, because a lot of the people who were witnesses, et cetera, were in their 40s and 30s, and et cetera. They're now into their 70s and 80s, and there possibly be some people that will come forward and give some deathbed statements.
Okay, Roger, what do you think?
Well, I think it's important, as in other things, that there would have been, you know, would and even still should be, this almost impossible not to squeeze truth out of far too many dead individuals now anymore. But how would you even get anything better than kind of a circus out of a true congressional investigations? You know, we had, sadly, the validity of the congressional investigations that were carried on prior to the close of the McCarthy era. At least you had some feeble attempts there to get truth. And, you know, the liberal left beats up on the McCarthy hearings and other, not only the House Un-American Committee on Un-American Activities hearings, but but the broad the hearings per se. In other words, this is their way of telling us, the public, that we don't have the right to know
exactly
through our congressional investigations the truth regarding, like, say, the media elites and or others.
Right. Roger, I want to thank you for calling. Call anytime. I want to go to Texas. Gene, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yes, I have studied and heard a lot of history on this subject about how JFK got elected. It was one of the closest elections in American history in 1960, and he carried Illinois that actually put him over the top. And I believe that his father made a deal with the mafia, Sam Giancana, there in Chicago, to carry Chicago. And in return, when JFK would become president, he would make sure that the mafia was not investigating, was not investigated for skimming off money from the Teamsters Union run by Jimmy Hoffa, and of course, which was happening. And of course, after JFK became president, he appointed his brother, Robert, as Attorney General. And what does he begin doing? He begins investigating the Teamsters Union Pension Fund, and Jimmy Hoffa, and of course the mafia involved in that, and borrowing money and from the Teamsters Union, which they used to basically build Las Vegas. And I just wondering if your guest knows anything about that.
Go ahead, Brian.
Again, it's very much a fact that that Joseph Kennedy, because of his connections of running all the alcohol during Prohibition, he had all the contacts with the Cosa Nostra, the Mafia, etc. And there's no doubt about it that there was some sort of shenanigans that went on in Chicago. And the question being, again, though, is how much was this, again, a front? Because maybe they still wanted, they had two elitists running. And I don't know if we're really going to know of all the facts about the 60 election and how much, again, our dear buddies in the Vatican had much to do with it. That they put it on the mafia, but again, that is a cover. Oh, remember, we had a great cover of the mafia for our Jesuits and our Vatican, and that's, you know, that's typical of everything that happens.
Well, of course, a lot of the mafia claims to be Catholic anyway.
Yeah, so that's where, again, and then how much of that influence then goes back to Jesuit and also tend to your Vatican. So it's a great, the mafia has been a great collect-all cover over the years.
Well, the mafia wasn't a bunch of sweethearts, as we know, and of course
they also had total they operated under total 100% blessings from the Jesuits and the Vatican.
And also, it's very interesting that JFK and Marilyn Monroe had an affair, and of course Marilyn Monroe was tied to Sam Giancana. Also, she ends up murdered in 1962, a year before the JFK assassination.
Well, just also, I'll just throw this little thing right in, and we'll get back to the Kennedy type of thing. But a friend of mine knew Noguchi, who was the coroner in Los Angeles. She got a death photo of a person that was supposedly Marilyn Monroe. She then took this death photo to the forensic pathologist at the Smithsonian Institution. Now we call it comparisons by computer, but he didn't have a computer, but he could do all the bone comparisons, and it doesn't matter whether you're dead or you're alive. After the age of 14, you have your own bone structure. And the pathologist said, close, but no cigars, this is not Marilyn Monroe.
Well, wow. I never heard that, but...
yeah, I've heard a lot of things. We haven't heard a lot of things, Fox News, CBS, etc. You have to dig a lot more deeper than that.
Hey, Gene,
a lot more deeper than what a lot of the investigators are doing, et cetera. They're all on purpose. They're not really getting underneath.
Okay, I got to take a break, guys. Gene, thanks for calling. Call back again. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
All right, we're back on Investigative Journal. My guest, Brian David Anderson, we're talking about the Kennedy assassination. I will get to my callers, 800-313-9443. But go ahead, Brian, in this segment, pick up where you left off there on this.
We're now in Dealey Plaza. Frank Sturgis shoots the president in the left shoulder. And this totally shocks Kennedy. He is not expecting this. He thought it was going to be some gunshots go off, and he then trips off the pyrotechnics that are attached to his body. And then also fake, they put another body in, et cetera. But now he's shot in the shoulder. And that's why he said he's just totally 100% shocked and amazed, and that's why he's shouting at the top of his lungs, as people were saying. It was literally, they could hear him screaming, "I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit." And what he was trying to also, I feel, do was tell the driver, because the driver was probably the backup, and it shows it right in the film. Then we'll get into the Zapruder film here in a little bit, but it shows definitely in the Zapruder film the car slows. They can't fake that. They slows it, and then the driver turns. And as the driver turns, then the back, but Kennedy explodes. And basically what I think happened was that the driver had probably an infrared trip. He was the backup. And Kennedy, because he was shot in his left shoulder, could not get to his trip. wherever it may have been located at, and so then the driver turns and then does the infrared trip, and then that's when the pyrotechnics go off. Now, of course, then we take, they take off the car, et cetera. There was probably a body switch. The major question here is then who or what was switched? Was it a double? I mean, was it a clone? I mean, you know, that sounds really way out of, you know, that's way out. But there was definitely, I feel, a body switch. Now, if we go back to Abraham's 33-degree Mason.
Go ahead.
Abraham Zapruder, 33-degree Mason. What was interesting, though, is, again, the cover-up about Abraham Zapruder is that Abraham Zapruder did something very interesting during the whole melee and everything all going on at that time. He goes over to the studios at WFA-TV, Channel 8 in Dallas, moments after the assassination, and he goes and makes a public statement to one of the reporters. And he comes up to the reporter and said, I had a 16-millimeter Bolex camera. I took pictures of the assassination, and I gave it to an FBI man or a government man. I think he said FBI or whatever. And so this is, again, another cover-up, is that we've always been told that Abraham Zapruder had a home movie camera. Well, no, he did not. He had a professional camera. Many of your movies, like Easy Rider, were shot with the same type of camera that he had. It was 16-millimeter Bolex, top-of-the-line quality camera back in the 60s. Have we ever seen a quality 16-millimeter film ever released? No, we never have. We also now have the question of the chain of custody. All of a sudden, it's in the government's hands, but then it shows up in Life magazine. They say that they pay $25,000 for the film, but who did they pay? You never can really find out who they pay. Did they pay Zapruder? Did they pay the government? It's, the chain of custody is just totally suspect. And in the 1960s, remember, they had Disney. Disney, at that time, was putting out all different types of films where they had special effects. The whole Zapruder film is under total suspect because it's 16-millimeter. They could manipulate it any which way they wanted to. They could put any type of image on it. Disney had the capability of doing that and other special effects types of studios. So we have to look at the film being totally suspect. I believe, being a 33-degree Mason, Zapruder was given orders. He didn't know it was going down. They just said, go set up your camera and take pictures at this location and do it here. And that is the reason why, is that Zapruder knew that when he saw everything going down, my God, he knew what he had. And to save his life, to save Zapruder's life, he walked over to Channel 8 and told them what he had done. And basically that saved his life, because then they couldn't cover that up. If Zapruder would end up dead, is then that would have been totally suspect. But by going over and making the public statement on live television, on Channel 8, he saved his life. There is now a contention, I've heard this over the years, Bill Cooper has said this, other people have, I've heard, is that there was also a second cameraman, and his film was confiscated, but he didn't do what Zapruder did. He didn't go to the WFA and make the statement. He ended up dead. So, again, when people always go back to the Zapruder film, I feel that the wounds and the bullet, the way the head exploded, was manipulated to then fit into the Warren Commission story. Now we go to the whole, they roll the body into Parkland Hospital. I am now taking pictures, November 23rd, 1972-73. Dr. Charles Baxter is now talking about the assassination, and you're just totally blown away of how the body really died.
We'll get into that in this last half hour. We're going to take a break right now. We will get to those two several callers that we have left. 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Right now, and hopefully, we've got enough people that are willing to fight, to stand up for our rights, and to stop it. It's that simple. And it's going to take men like the gentleman just called from Nevada to get up and help, to do things. It's going to take men all over this country to finally wake up and to start fighting for your children's rights, to start fighting for all of our rights. And that's the only way it's going to ever stop. Mary in New York, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, Greg. I was wondering if you were the voice that did the JFKII.com. Or the movie, The Assassination of JFK Jr.?
Me?
Yeah.
My voice? No, that wasn't my voice.
It sure sounded a lot like you. Well, I have about three websites here that I wondered if your guest is familiar with. One is the JFKII.com.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, Ralph Epperson, Ralph-Epperson.com.
Okay, I'll write that down. Go check it out.
Okay, and then VaticanDesignExposed.com.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. Website, yes.
Yeah, that's
that
okay. John Daniel.
Yeah.
In fact, he was on my show just the other day.
Right, yeah, he's a great guy. I even read that book. Now, have you heard that Bill Clinton may be the son of JFK?
Yeah.
I've always heard it, the way I've heard it, is that his mother was having an affair with a Rockefeller.
Mm.
And she basically was very, say loose morals, but she was basically available, and that's why we never really know the true grandparent of Bill Clinton, but it was probably a Rockefeller.
Okay, because I was at a school and I looked at the presidents, you know, the father and sons that were there, John Quincy Adams, John Adams, Bush Sr. and Jr., and then I looked at Clinton and Kennedy, and they had exactly the same hairline, the same right ear that you could see, and the same thick hair. So, but the guy that I read the article, I think it was Eric Phelps newspaper, when they asked the guy if that was possible, he said possibly he didn't know.
Well, one thing I can state that probably that there's a real high probability that one of the persons was not a son of John Kennedy. Was the person we know is John Kennedy Jr., but the son of Aristotle Onassis.
Right. Yeah, that is very.
And again, if I make that statement, I now challenge the Kennedy family to bring forward the blood of John Kennedy Jr. and let's do a blood comparison. That'll stop it right then. Bring it forward. Prove it. And as it will also bring the blood forward of Aristotle Onassis, I'm sure there's some available. Let's do a three blood comparison and let then the chips fall as they are.
Great.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, you know, let's see if they'll do it. I doubt it because
I don't think they will. No, they got too much to lose.
Yeah, Mary, anything else?
Yeah, I did hear that he was not killed by the gun. I didn't know about the theatrical performance. That's fascinating. It's in the Ralph Epperson website that he has a video claiming that the driver did shoot him. And they probably didn't want to
tell. I think basically all it was, the driver was the backup.
Yeah.
And the pyrotechnics, Kennedy couldn't get to his pyrotechnics, and the driver then exploded the pyrotechnics.
So no wonder they couldn't, come up with an autopsy or any of that. And they
well, that's the main thing, you see, is that there is one truth that you cannot get around, and that's blood.
Yeah.
And now, what, we had no crime scene at the basement of the Dallas Police Department and no crime scene on DB Plaza. Now, why would that be? Because if they ever took blood samples of what was in Dean Plaza, it would not match that of JFK. It was the fake, would be a, come out to be again this fake blood, this pyrotechnics that was attached to him. And the same thing also in the Dallas Police Department. There was no blood, period, at all. There was nothing. So, it is, they are totally avoiding anything to do with blood, because blood would totally undermine everything of all their lies, all their illusions, etc. And whether we like it or not, it's most likely that John Kennedy was part of that lie. But at the same time, I give compassion because I think he wanted out. He was in pain. Okay. He was a human. He wasn't a superhero. He just wanted to have some peace in his life.
And I want to mention, I want to mention this to Mary. Go to my website at www.arcticbeacon, and go into my investigative journal archives, past archives that I've done, and you're going to find an interview. And look for the name Bob Jackson and Brian David Anderson. It was about 2 months ago, I believe. And listen to what Jackson, the photographer, says. Not one speck of blood in that where Oswald was shot. Incredible.
And they want to totally avoid that, and the Warren Commission did. There was nothing about blood. And that would basically undermine everything.
Say, Mary, thanks for calling, Mary, and call in again.
All right. Thank you all very much.
All right. Listen, let's get back to Baxter. Let's finish up with your story.
So now I'm in surgery with Baxter. There's an intern. The intern asked him the question. I thought he was going to go out to Outer Mongolia by asking the question, because Dr. Baxter had always had a severe reaction when you ask him about the Kennedy assassination, and he started talking. And here I'm trying to take pictures of this hand surgery, and I'm listening at the same time. It was like, oh, my God, here it comes. The body rolls in, and they all set up, etc. Now, Baxter is coordinating both thoracic, which is working on his heart, and neurology, one working on his brain. And he says, okay, now everybody give me assessments. And, of course, then now when they roll him in, they had the bullet wound in the throat. He said, we trached it. And again, we could hear the gurgling, etc. There was probably blood in the lungs, and they went ahead and they traked him right down the wound. They didn't even have to make a cut. It went right down into the cut, into the lungs, to ventilate the lungs. So there's no way that this body could be shouting, I'm hit. They couldn't even whisper that. So now he says, thoracic, give me assessment. And there was, again, they could see that there was different types of wounds, and there was no wound in the shoulder, none whatsoever. Now he said, okay, neurology, give me an assessment, and basically they stated that part of the brain was then on the right side, gone. This is also go back to the Zapruder film, because what they wanted to do with that Zapruder film was to then manipulate it so that the wounds looked like the body that rolled into Parkland Hospital. And that's what they needed to be, a 16 millimeter. They needed to have Disney involved or some sort of studio like that, and they needed to have that match. So as they, you know, released this thing, supposedly real secret, which I don't think it was on purpose, then people go, okay, yeah, and they don't even think about, well, possibility, again, this cover-up, that this was all fake. And so now they're working along there, and this body, this also shocked them. This is one thing that Baxter said that was so important. He was shocked, and all the doctors were shocked, that this body had a pulse. This body was dead when it rolled in, but somehow it had a pulse. And again, it's what would be done is if they had this fake body, they shot it up, they would also give it adrenaline. And the adrenaline would keep the blood going and keep the heart going. So they were all shocked. Why they said this body had a pulse, we still haven't figured that out. So now they're working along there, and all of a sudden the doors crash open. And here comes in a professor from Southwestern Medical School that was attached to Parkland Hospital, the Teaching County Hospital. And this man had somehow been either developing, it was part of where they did, they would go in and cut down, and they would put electrodes on the heart. And he was one of the experts at this, and he said, okay, we're going to save the president, we're going to attach these electrodes, right onto the heart, and we're going to keep this heart going. And everybody, this guy hadn't been in surgery in years, he was an older man in his 60s, and here is Baxter now in his 30s, and they're just looking at this guy like, you idiot, what is what, you know, and here, you know, totally inappropriate of what this doctor was doing, totally interfering with everything. So he brings us, the doctor brings the crash cart over and grabs his scalpel and was about ready to cut down on the chest. And, you know, Baxter said, wait a minute, you know, thoracic, give him an assessment. And basically when they said, you know, we have a dead body here. Well, we don't know why the pulse is running, but the brain was gone. I mean, it was just basically blown away. And so now the doctor starts to go to cut down, and he starts to put the thing, and Baxter grabs his hand. And he says, and now with both of his hands underneath the guy's arm with the scalpel, he says, thoracic, give this man an assessment. And give it again. And so now Baxter and this doctor are now pushing back and forth over the body with this knife, like something out of a combination of a comedy and a drama type thing. And they're pushing back and forth. Now Baxter is a fairly strong guy, athletic, etc. So he lifts this guy's arms up over the thing and just throws him across the room. And as he does, it cuts Baxter's finger. The scalpel cuts Baxter's finger. Now he's bleeding from his finger. And he said it was like something out of a bad science fiction movie. He said, I threw this guy across the room. He goes crashing across the room, making all this noise. And he said he got up again. He started coming back toward the body. And he said, Baxter said, well, you know, what do I do? So Baxter jumps on the chest of the body and wraps his legs and his arms around so he can't get to the chest, stays there for 10 minutes. And that's how the body dies, with Baxter on the chest of the body.
Now, when you say the body, did Baxter ever, did he believe that was...
I don't think anything? I didn't get a chance to ever talk to him. We had another kind of a weird, to answer your question real simply, no, I don't know if he ever really questioned that, although I did question him years afterwards. And it was an interesting statement that he made, et cetera. But now, we continue on. Now, he grabs hold of the body, and now the body expires. It dies, and finally, you know, Baxter gets off the body, and the doctor who was going to try to do this, you know, wonderful thing, you know, rolls out, et cetera. Now, because he's the coordinating surgeon, he is the person basically in charge. So now, according to Texas state law, you have to have an autopsy. You cannot release the body without an autopsy. And federal law at that time did not supersede state law. Now it does, very conveniently. And so, basically, according to Texas state law, an autopsy had to be performed. Now, this is where things got kind of shady, and I talked to some of the doctors afterwards, and we were all kind of came to the same conclusion, because then... Charlie started mumbling. He said, well, you know, the Secret Service around here, we had to, you know. And if you look at the Warren Commission, it was Charles Rufus Baxter who signed the papers to the Secret Service and released the body. It was on his signature that the body was released, and then there was a confrontation between state officials and federal officials, and it was almost a shootout in Parkland Hospital. And it was Baxter who came over to the state people and said, I've released the body. You know, let it go. And so off it went. And I believe, I talked to the surgeons afterwards, the people were in the same room, and we all came to the conclusion that basically Baxter was threatened. And I think that's also one of the reasons why, over the years, Baxter did not talk about the assassination. You know, to the general public, I guess he only felt that, well, doctors need to know the truth, not for other people, because he talked to doctors. He wouldn't talk to the general public. But he did with, you know, at least with somebody type of thing. So that was the whole aspect of it, etc. Now, it was interesting. It was then 2003. We're talking 40 years later. I didn't even realize at the time. But I went back to Dallas. My mother still lived there. And I went back to the old Glen Valley home. Charles Baxter still lives on Glen Valley. 40 years later, he's still at the same house. And I drove by, and I heard that he had cancer, and et cetera, and he was sick. I thought, you know, instead of, you know, going up and knocking on the door, especially if he was sick, but I thought, well, you know, I'll just drive by. It was the old where I grew up in high school, et cetera, and it was great times, great memories. I went past there, and first time wasn't there, and I dropped my brother off at the airport, and I thought, I'm going to go drive one more time, and I drove by, and lo and behold, There was Charlie standing out in the front yard. I got out of the car, went over, and we started talking. Oh, yeah, hi, Brian, how you doing? I basically repeated everything that I've said on this program right now. I repeated back to Charlie because I wanted to get the facts straight. I didn't want to, you know, maybe, you know, get kind of maybe muddled over the years. And I repeated everything back, and he said, yeah. And I said, also, have you ever seen the film, the Zapruder film? And he said, yeah, we had to see it all the time. And I said, did you ever see the full frame? And he said, no, the FBI only showed us just a close-up. And that was it. That's the only thing you ever saw. And I said, did you ever see the full car with the driver turns and et cetera? He goes, no. So I sent a tape off to Charlie. And
Brian,
calling out first name. So
hold that thought. We're going to come back and finish up with Brian David Anderson after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The words that I remember. All right. I've got to get right back at it here on the Investigative Journal. I just want to mention one thing. Go to my website, www.arctic.com. ArcticBeacon.com. That's ArcticBeacon.com. And you can get a lot of my print journalistic articles. That's originally what I was, a print journalist. And I am totally listener and reader supported, both on the Investigative Journal and on my website. So I'm running another pledge drive. Please help me out. Anything is appreciated. $5, $10, $15, whatever you can afford, appreciate it. You can find out all the details on my website. Brian, we have a few minutes here, about 5 minutes, and Lee in Rhode Island.
I'll conclude with what I feel is a really compelling piece of evidence also. I worked with all the doctors that also worked on Kennedy because of, by working with Baxter, and I can't remember what the year was, but all of the surgeons then went to the Kennedy Library, and they were shown autopsy photographs. They looked at these autopsy photographs and went, what are we looking at? They could not, they did not recognize anything in the photographs. They said, the body that rolled into Parkland and what we saw and what we see in these photographs are two entire different types of things. Now, what was really interesting, though, is you would think that the Kennedy family would be very upset when they heard this. There was total 100% silence. The silence by the Kennedy family over the past 45 years has been deafening, and it says volumes.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Let me just take a call here real quick. Lee in Rhode Island, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a few questions. I didn't hear these topics mentioned, and I'm wondering, so how did Kennedy die? How did Oswald die? Who was the body in the hospital?
Okay, go ahead.
Very good question. Again, and also, it's not only that, who was the body or what was the body? I mean, we can't, you know, it's outlandish to say maybe it was a clone, or probably it was a double. And the question being is then it was still a murder took place. And what I've also heard, the intelligence that I've got, is that Kennedy spent the rest of his time in a exotic place in Poland. And he then went from Poland during the summers and then spent his winters in the islands of Greece. Again, Aristotle Onassis being involved. And that basically he died somewhere between 73 and 75. Is when Kennedy actually died. And the real the body that was rolled in, obviously there was a murder that took place, but it was not of Kennedy. There was a murder that also took place with Oswald, but remember, Oswald's mother swore until her death that the body that was in the casket was not her son. And many people say there was discrepancies between the height and etc. So there were two fake bodies that were murdered. So there were murders taking place, but they were covering their also their assets, the asset of John Kennedy and the asset of Lee Harvey Oswald. What I understand, the intelligence I got is then later on, the real Oswald was poisoned in Florida because he was really trying to get down to the bottom of the truth. He was trying to expose things. Of course, if he came forward and said, I'm really Lee Harvey Oswald, but he was working behind the scenes to do a lot of things. And because of that, it caused his death and poison in Florida.
Okay, let's stop right there. Lee, thanks for calling. We're all out of time on the Investigative Journal this week. Thanks, Brian, for all this information. Really appreciate it. Have a nice weekend. Okay, that was...
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere you...